Hello. Hi, you guys. Let me put this on top. How are you guys? This is the first podcast that I record. How can I say this? I am in my flat right now, and it's been a while since the last time I recorded a podcast from here, from my office. I don't know how to make the distinction between my office, which is the room in which I work, and the office, which is now the place where Jazz works and where all the works the boxes are. So we'll have to come up with a system. How are you guys? Today is a sunny, gorgeous day in Hastings. I feel like spring is coming. I mean, if you ask me, it's kind of cold to think about spring. But it's quite nice and pleasant outside, and I miss you guys. I know I always say this, but I don't know why. If I don't talk to you in one day, I'm like, I miss my patrons. How needy am I? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday so far. Today's Thursday for me, so you're going to listen to this tomorrow. And I've been wanting for this podcast to happen because there's lots of things that I want to tell you guys. And I was reading all of your comments, and I just want to thank you for all your excitement and congratulations and all of your messages regarding our moving to New York. For you guys, yesterday, Thursday, we announced it. I mean, I'm going to do it today, this afternoon, but we're going to announce publicly that we're going to move to New York. And that makes me really excited because it makes it more real. And that was something that I wanted to tell you that I wrote down in this week's agenda. And is that since we got back from New York here in Hastings, it feels like New York is not going to happen because we are sort of like getting used to this new schedule. I mean, I don't know if it's schedule is the word, but routine. And just like going to all the places that we usually go and waking up at the same hour and the same time and feeding the cats and everything, and all of our furniture is here and we feel comfortable and just contain, is that the word? And since New York already happened a week ago, I feel like we're not going to leave Hastings. It's like a very strange illusion. We're now in a bubble, in an illusion bubble. And that I knew was going to happen because every time we move, this tends to happen that the previous months we think that nothing is going to change and we're going to stay here forever. But it's not, guys. So we're in this illusion that we have all the time in the world to plan this moving and everything in between. But in reality, we have like 4 months to organize everything. Which is more than we had originally when we moved from Chile to Europe. When that happened, we had sort of like we had 2 months to sell everything, and that was really chaotic, guys. I won't recommend that to anyone who is moving countries and has 6 years of crap in a flat. But anyway, I don't know where to start because there's so many things to tell you. This tends to happen in our podcast, guys, in our audio messages, because I'm all over the place and I feel like I need a structure. But in reality, the truth is, when I send these messages to my friends, like audio WhatsApp messages, I'm all over the place. And they know that. And I think that's the charm, because it's a very casual way to let your friends, AKA you guys, know how am I and stuff like that. And I don't know, I think that's why I enjoy reading your comments so much, because this is both a two-way situation and not only me talking constantly boring you. Anyway, I would love to know what you're doing right now whilst you're listening to this message, because I never know what you're doing, guys, while you're listening to this audio silliness. Anyway, so we came back from New York. It was a very strange trip because we had no food on the plane. We ordered a vegan menu. They didn't put it on the plane, so we starved and then we couldn't sleep anything, and we were sleep deprived for like 30 hours. It was horrible, but we could rest. We rested finally in the last weekend. And on Monday, guys, it was bank holiday here in the UK. I don't know if it's the same in the US. And I know in Chile it's not bank holiday on Monday, like holiday, but here in the UK it is. And we booked our moving for the office moving. By the way, thank you so much to all of your comments regarding the moving. It was intense, you guys. Because the guys of the moving van, they were just like I am right now. They were all over the place, guys. They were late 2 hours, and I don't mind because it's a moving, but it was just an inconvenience because we had to wait for them. And at some point, before we knew they were going to be late, we started putting all the furniture outside my flat, and then we were like, they're not arriving, they're not coming. And then we decided to call them, and they were like, yeah, we're super late, I'm so sorry. And we had to go to put all the stuff inside my flat. It was messy. But then it was an intense moving, guys, because most of the stuff that we moved from my flat to the office are books or planners or like stationery stuff. And all of the boxes, they're not tiny per se, but they're super heavy. And it was just horrible. We moved to an office that is on a second floor, UK. I'm going to say UK second floor because for most humans, I think it will be a third floor or even fourth floor because it has double staircase. So we had to go up and down a lot, and it took us nearly 5 hours to do everything. I think. No, I'm kidding you guys. 5 hours? No, that's not okay. Yes, it was. It was. My God. It was like 5 hours in total. And by the end of it, we were just like demolished, guys. We thought by hiring these two guys, very strong guys, dudes, everything was going to be okay. But then we thought, man, if they are the only ones loading this truck, it will take them forever. So we jumped in and we started doing this stuff ourselves. I mean, you already watched the video, so you knew what happened. But yeah, and since then, it's been, Jesus Christ, guys, just a roller coaster of, did I say that correctly? Anyway, you know what I mean. Of emotions and stress and stuff, because this is the thing, guys. I already said this already, but I'm having internet problems at the office. I don't want to bore you because this is the stuff that I would rather not knowing from other people. But there's no internet in my office, and I booked the internet before leaving to holiday, so it was a month ago. And on the 7th, they sent us a letter. Not they didn't call us or they didn't send us an email. They sent us a letter to the office, which was empty, letting us know that they were going to cancel the Wi-Fi because we didn't give the full address. We gave the address, but we didn't specify there was the office was located on a second floor. And since the address wasn't complete or fully detailed, they decided to cancel the internet because why not? And we just realized this on Monday after almost a month of doing this and them sending us the letter. So now I had to rebook the whole thing, and we have to wait about 2 to 3 weeks to them to install the internet again. They have to reship the whole thing, the modem, the router, or whatever, however you call it. Even though we do already have one, there's no connection to be done because there's already an internet connection there. But they still, because of a protocol, they have to resend everything and just like do the whole thing again. And it's just like, you guys, I'm going to moan here a little bit. I'm so sorry. But this is the sort of thing that I will talk to a friend and just like war vomit everything that I'm feeling. It's just, you guys, so frustrating to organize yourself and to be your best self. I remember going to the freaking internet store here in downtown Hastings, just like going there so stressed and tired because of this whole trip, and just like getting ready to leave in about like no time. But I'm like, I was like, I don't mind being stressed and doing this the day before I'm leaving, because this is totally going to worth it. We're going to have internet as soon as we arrive, as soon as we move to the office. This is the best thing ever. And it's so frustrating to organize yourself and to be professional and be prepared and doing this 1 month in advance. And no matter what you do, things go wrong. And now we have to wait 2 to 3 weeks to get internet, even though I hired this thing, I paid for this thing over a month ago. So I think the thing that you need to be prepared, what I'm trying to say, guys, what I'm trying to tell you is, no matter what you do, things are going to go wrong. Things are going to go wrong no matter how much you prepare. So now Jess is literally, guys, using my phone as an internet device, because you can share hotspot, you can share internet Wi-Fi from your phone to your computer or whatever. So now I don't have a phone. I can't take pictures, I can't check Instagram or Facebook or anything, which is the worst thing in this world and also the best thing in this world. Because now, since I don't have my phone, I have been really anxious and productive at the same time. And I haven't realized how addicted I am to checking my phone constantly. And it's been really nice overall. It's just that it's frustrating to go to the office and drop the phone and then go back to my flat and try to work. You might wonder, but friend, why don't you work there with Jess? Because all of my stuff is here, guys. All of my pens and pencils are here, my sketchbooks, my computer. I don't have a proper place to work at the office because we don't have enough tables. And it's more comfortable for me to work from here. And I don't know. I'll have to take lunch. I don't know. I think it's easier for me to work from my place. And I love spending time with my cats and Ed. This actually, guys, will be the last couple of months in which Ed and I are going to spend all of our days, like daytime together, because we're used to, I think since we have met, Ed and I have worked together, not like physically one, like sitting next to each other physically together, but we have been sharing the same space, the same flat, and working together for years. And these couple of months, they're going to be the last months in a long time in which we're going to spend time together, like having lunch together and waking up at the same time, because in New York, he's going to be spending most of his time away at uni. So I really like to savor is the word when you try to squeeze every second you have with this person, which is insane because I just went on a trip together with him, but I love this human so much and I want to spend time with him. And I have been enjoying being on my flat a lot and with the cats and everything and preparing the moving as well. So it's nice to be here. And I just want to share something with you guys. I am so freaking proud of myself. Can I say that out loud? These past couple of days, it's been so nice to go to the office. The other day, Jess put a sticker on top of our doorbell. And just seeing my name on an office, like on a doorbell, it made me tear up so hard because I've always wanted to have an office, even though if I'm not physically working there, because it's more like a storage room than an office, but it's just, it makes me so happy and like I'm about to cry right now, but it makes me feel so proud of myself because I've always wanted to have an office, and now that the furniture, like the fridge just arrived, and now we have a microwave as well, and the kettle is about to arrive as well, I feel so happy, and I don't know, I feel suddenly so professional, like I think I'm living someone else's life, because I've always wanted this so bad for like at least I don't know, so many years that I can't believe it's finally happening to me. So I don't know, you guys, I wanted to share that with you because I've been working so hard, and to finally achieve this is like, oh my god, I feel super happy. But yeah, that's why I've been sharing with you all of those clips on lenses, on Lens, because even though it's so silly to say, like, look, you guys, the microwave just arrived, to me, is like my office microwave. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know. It's just, it's really, really nice. Anyway, I'm sorry for getting so emotional with you guys. But I also wrote down on my this week's agenda that going to the office, blah, blah, blah. So things that I did during the holiday that I really wanted to share with you is that on holiday, I tried to do lots of, I'm sorry for doing this, by the way, it must be really annoying. I did lots of introspection during holiday. Introspection is basically when you think about the things that you're doing and when where your life is going and what you want to do with your work on your projects and stuff like that. And I feel like even though I'm not feeling disconnected with myself, I think when I went on holiday, I felt that I was comparing myself a lot with other illustrators and other people. And even though that's not happening anymore, thank God, and it was just a result of being stressed and anxious and paranoid and like in a very bad place, anxious and stress-wise, I feel like I'm trying to see where my work is going and where my voice as an artist is going. And I have no results yet, guys. I haven't found an answer yet. But what I do feel that I have to work on a lot, and I shared this with you when I went on holiday, before going on holiday, is that I have to optimize my work schedule. Because right now, you guys, I am in a very good place because I just went on holiday and I felt mentally and physically rested, and I am in a very good place. I love everybody and everything's amazing, and I have those, I'm constantly wearing those rose tinted glasses, like everything's amazing. What I'm trying to do now is how can I not go back again to feel so damn stressed and anxious and doing work. And since I started working with Jazz, the idea that I have under my wing someone else makes me feel that I have to work extra hard because I have to pay a salary and I also have to respond to Jazz to lots of things. We had a very nice meeting the other day and she asked me if I could share, for example, with her all the projects that we're going to do during this year because she will love to do... She told me that she would love to do more research about it, but she can't know what to do research on if she's not aware of what we're going to do. So now suddenly I'm like, of course she's right. I have to start sharing more stuff with her, especially the things that we're working on. And so I have to step up, guys. And I don't want to be one of those like nasty, horrible bosses that are stressed all the time, or that they look scary, or they're too grumpy. And since I want to take care of myself and the work environment and how I'm addressing work and stuff, I found this book on my friend Reka's flat out of nowhere. I was reading actually the book that I shared with you guys, Letters to Theo from by Vincent Van Gogh, and I pressed pause on that book for a second because I found this book, and I'm sure you have been you know which book is this. Let me see, because I wanna read the author. Is the 4-hour week book? I'm sure you know which one it is, and it's the 4-hour work week by Tim Ferriss, I think is his last name. And this book is quote, oh, really old. It was published in 2007, the year Ed and I started dating, actually. And it's pretty old, if you ask me. There are some references that are really outdated, but most of the times I felt very connected with the book because Ed mentioned this book a couple of times during our relationship, and he said that the book is really nice. The author is very intense, and even though most of the things that he says can't be applied to my work, like working abroad and moving around and just like go to the Philippines and like swim with sharks and going on, I don't know, very intense trekking and stuff, I won't do that. But most of his advices are how to optimize my workflow and how to do what to do to be more productive. And I started applying the things that he said on the book. I actually read that entire book in less than a week, guys, because I really wanted to know all his secrets. I highly recommend you that book, guys. I know it shouldn't be really expensive, but if you're wondering how to optimize your workflow, I highly suggest that you give it a read. Even if most of the things can be applied, there's a lot of things that you can apply to your work. For example, I love this part in which he says that it's great to ask yourself at the beginning of your day, what do I need to accomplish today that will make me feel really, really happy by the end of the day? Like, what do I need to do that at the end of the day I will feel totally happy and accomplished by doing only one thing? And to have like really small and sort of like, what is the word? When you to have small goals for each day is way more productive than having this set of really long to-do lists. And I have been starting to apply that, for example, to my day. Like, what do I need to do today that will make me happy and calm once I do it? Like, what is the top one thing that I need to do today? And the other thing that I try to apply is to give more tasks to Jess. Because I have no idea, I could ask her like pay bills or pay the Etsy bill, or for example, I'm going to start asking her to do the bookkeeping because it was something that I thought I had to do. But all of the things that I in some way I can delegate to her, I am going to start delegating more stuff to her. And the other thing that he said that, oh God, it was close call to home. Like, how do you say that? Close. Oh my God. I felt totally related to this. He said, we always do one thing that makes us feel that we're being productive, but in reality is one thing that we're doing that is procrastinating while working. So what is the top one thing that you do during your day that you know is not totally work-related, but it makes you feel like you're being productive? And in my case, is replying to emails. Every time I reply emails, I feel like I'm working, but in reality, I am, quote, sometimes wasting hours and hours on my day because I need to reply some emails, especially the ones that are in Spanish and Jess can answer them. There are emails that they don't have to be answered, but I feel bad not answering them. I asked this question to Ed, and he's like, oh my God, that to me is replying comments. So we always, I think all of us have one thing that we do that makes us feel productive, but in reality is not adding up to anything to our workflow and is actually causing us to waste time. This guy is insane, you guys. He answers emails only one, I think the morning of every Friday or every Monday. So only one day out of his week, he answers emails, and he has everything very systemized or like distributed in batches. So he's like, if you can find something that you can do in batches and it will save you time, do it like that. Like, for example, pay all of your bills in one go and not like scatter around during the month. And if you can do that with all of the stuff, like do it in batches, do it like that. For example, I keep wondering if I can do that with my filming situation, because now YouTube is taking a lot of time out of my week, and I love filming videos. I am not so fan of editing videos, but I love the result and connecting with people through YouTube. So I'm trying to see if I can do all that stuff in one, not, I don't know if in one sit will be doable, but in almost like two goes, like 2 days of filming for the entire month. That'll be actually really, really great. But yeah, I wanted to share that with you guys because I'm trying to optimize my work week. So if you have any advices to how to be, I know that I'm already really, really productive and I do lots of things, but the thing that I'm really bad at, guys, and I need help, like ASAP, is to start saying no to stuff and really ask myself if what I'm doing is adding up to something or is just to make me feel calm that I'm actually doing something when in reality it's not. You know what I'm saying? Am I making sense, you guys? But yeah, I wanted to share that. Also, I'm doing lots of exercises that the book suggested, like started naming, for example, the 20% of what you do that is adding the 80% of your business. What is the 20% that is making you happier in your business that gives you the 80% of the results? And he is always giving you the tip to the 20-80 percentage distribution. What, for example, what is the 20% of your business that is giving you the 80% of the revenue, and to focus on that 20% and to just like forget of everything else. And it's been really nice, you guys, because I realized that the 20% that is making me happy right now is Patreon and also my Etsy shop. So it's been really nice to realize what makes me truly happy. And it's not that I'm going to forget about everything else, but it's just to have more clear what I really enjoy doing. So I just wanted to share that because I love sharing the stuff that I'm learning about business and how to manage my work and the things that make me happy. And I know you can apply this to your stuff too. So let me know if you read the book and your thoughts about it. I know nothing basically about Tim Ferriss, but I think he's very famous. And he did all, he wrote, I think, more books about the 4-hour concept and about like the 4-hour body stuff. I don't know. Tell me your thoughts, you guys. What I'm working on right now, oh my God, this is really exciting. So I have 4 months to work on most of the paper goods that are going to be up this year on my shop. A lot of you guys requested more stickers for the planner, so I started designing more stickers for the planner. I can't believe this. Like, not for the planner, but planning-related stickers. I mean, you can use them whatever, like, for whatever you want, but stickers, transparent stickers. I also started designing the planner for next year. That is really exciting. I know we're already in April, just in April, but you know, guys, like for planning and planner related issues, you have to be at least, I mean, not a year, but at least 6 months in advance with the whole planning situation. Most of the shops have it ready 1 year in advance, but I'm not that organized yet. So I'm planning and designing the planner for next year. And also I'm really happy because, I mean, for today, for you guys today, but tomorrow my book is finally going to be for sale. I was just taking pictures and writing the listing for Etsy, I mean, the description of the book and everything. And I am so proud that I also self-published that book, guys. And I think that's a lesson that I learned recently. I waited, you guys, so long to get noticed. I don't know if I will be able to say this openly and like publicly, but you guys, I waited years to this book to get published by a major publisher in the UK. And even the Charlie, my agent, he presented this book to so many people and he's like, there's no interests. Like, there's no one is interested in this book, Fran. And I didn't take it personal because I know the book is already published in Chile. And I know most of the people here in the UK, I mean, most of the publishers in UK would rather publish a book that is not being published before. So I get it. I get, and travel journals in general is something that people don't publish unless you're like a celebrity. So I was sad because I think I have too many emotions attached to this book. I know it's in black and white and it's not like a sexy book to read. It's not like full color. And for most people, it's just like a book, a graphic novel in black and white. But since it was my first graphic novel, I had like this tiny hope that someone would notice it. And instead of crossing my arms and being really grumpy and upset about this, I decided to self-publish it and stop waiting. And I had this idea for a long time that that was the only way to do this in some way, you guys. And I think happy is the word. I'm really happy that I'm doing this anyways, because I know for a lot of people, just the idea of being published is like the best thing ever. And it's weird because you will think that by having internet followers and sort of like a name on the internet is more than enough to get noticed by a publisher, but it's not. So I am very happy that I am doing this, you guys, because I don't know, I guess, what am I trying to say with this? I had the illusion that was going to happen, and I am happy that I'm making this for myself. And if I can transmit and share some of the small knowledge I have regarding the subject, is that if you don't get picked by a publisher, please don't feel bad about yourself, and please don't feel don't take it personal, and just publish it yourself. If I did it, you can totally do it, and it will totally worth it. I mean, I haven't, it's not for sale yet, but don't wait to, if you have waited too long, or if you think this thing is not going to go through with a publisher, just self-publish it yourself. It's totally doable, and yeah, I think it's the best idea ever. So yeah, I'm really happy I did it, you guys. I'm sorry about the rumbling. I was just like thinking out loud. I haven't thought about this before talking to you about this. Am I making sense? Anyway, I'm so sorry, you guys. But yeah, plans for this weekend, besides doing laundry, is to... a couple of friends are coming over tomorrow, and I'm really excited because we haven't seen them in a while. They have no idea we're moving to New York, so that's going to be really exciting. and sad because they don't know. But yeah, this is the time that I hate the most, like the situation I hate the most when I'm moving, to start telling friends we're moving. And it's really awkward because it's like, yeah, congratulations, and it sucks. And what else? I do really want to go to a gym and start working out because I'm lacking energy. And every time I feel like I have a blanket on over my eyes. Have you ever feel like that, guys? Like with when your mind is kind of cloudy, I always go to the gym, and it's the best medicine ever. So I think I have to start working out. I haven't been to a gym in so freaking long, you guys. And what else? I think that's it, pretty much it, you guys. Oh, and I'm talking to my mom on Sunday. So, my loves, I miss you so much. Please let me know your weekend plans. And what do you think about the work, the 4-hour work week? And if you have applied some of that sweet knowledge that Tim or Jim gave us. Also, what do you think about self-publishing? Because I would love to know your thoughts. And what else, you guys? Oh, and what do you usually do when you're listening to these audios? I would love to know. I think that's it, guys. I'm going to have lunch now because I'm really hungry. And I love talking to you. It's the best thing in this world. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Friday. A great weekend ahead. And I'll see you next week, guys. Bye. Bye.